It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them. If one wishes to locate the Mount of Beatitudes in the Holy Land, he has to accept what tradition says. For it is tradition alone which identifies the site of the most profound sermon in history. The spot is placed on the northwest shoreline of the Sea of Galilee, on a hill high above a little place called Tabgha. Happy are those who know they are spiritually poor. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them. For centuries it has been accepted that Jesus began his immortal sermon on this hillside. It would seem fitting. For the view from this traditional site is absolutely beautiful. To the north is Capernaum, the adopted home of Jesus. To the south is Magdala, home of Mary Magdalene. From here one can see the city of Tiberias, built by Herod Antipas and named after the Roman Emperor Tiberius. Built over a cemetery, the city was avoided by devout Jews. Happy are those who work for peace among men. God will call them His sons. Above the beautiful Sea of Galilee, you can see the Golan Heights area. You can see the Gan emplacements used by the Syrians. The contrast is bitter. You're the salt for all mankind. You are the light for the whole world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. You look to the north in the city of Safed. Was it this city Jesus pointed toward as He spoke? Looking down on the Sea of Galilee, you wonder how many lives those words have changed. You have heard that it was said, "Love your friends, hate your enemies." But now I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who mistreat you so that you will become sons of your Father in heaven. You close your eyes and listen. You go back across the centuries in your mind and you imagine the scene that day. You can see the surprise spread throughout the crowd gathered here on the hillside as Jesus spoke those shocking words. So when you give something to a needy person, do not make a big show of it as the show-offs do in the synagogues and on the streets. You listen and you can hear His words blowing in the wind. For a moment you touch back into the present, wondering if indeed it was here on this site that He preached that sermon. Then, suddenly, it doesn't matter if it was here or over there or somewhere else. What matters is that He did preach it. You look around this lovely area and see the variety of crops growing. You see the lilies of the field and the birds of the air. Suddenly, you realize where Jesus gathered His food for thought. It was here, all around us. Down on the Sea of Galilee, you notice that a storm has begun. How quickly these waters can become rough and dangerous. You recall the incident when the disciples were frightened by a storm on these very waters, and how the lowly Galilean hushed the storm. Jesus finished saying these things, and the crowds were amazed at the way He taught. He wasn't like their teachers of the law. Instead, He taught with authority. So Matthew makes his comment on the sermon. Later, others were to report, "Never a man spoke like this man." The Sermon on the Mount, perhaps preached here on the Mount of Beatitudes, has had its profound effect upon the life of mankind.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.